Listen now to God's holy word. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen said to the people, the elders and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You receive the law and as transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it." Now when they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead and guide me. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. My trust is in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad of your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your kindness. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plottings of men. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it was written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we continue with the sixth chapter of John, so we get into the Bread of Life discourse. And notice that when we come to Jesus, Jesus brings us life. He gives us life. Not only should we be more alive on this earth while we're here, but he gives us eternal life. God is a life giver. So the first question we got to ask ourselves, am I a person of life? Do I live life? Because that's what God came to give me in the Eucharist, but in his life. And then if we listen to the first reading, may it never be said about any of us, because here we see about the death of the good Saint Stephen, the good deacon. And first of all, he accuses these people, the Jews, the good people, they're killing Stephen because they don't think he's of God. So they're doing it in God's name. You got that? These are good people doing things in God's name. They're killing someone who they believe is going against their belief in God. And so the law says he's to be killed. So don't make these all bad people. These are people who are good people who are trying to save Judaism from these people they're talking about, this Jesus who's a god, right? So here they are. And so what does he say to them? He says, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, and always opposed to the Holy Spirit, just like your ancestors." I can be that way. I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be, and get mad at everybody who doesn't see things my way, and I got to stick up for God and all that stuff. And yes, but sometimes we can be just sticking up for what we believe and what we want and the way things should be in my mind. And we get angry at everybody else who doesn't see things our ways. I've done it. Maybe you have done it. I have been victim of it, and I have made others victims of it. But what God is calling us to today is to surrender ourselves to God's Spirit and see the difference. Stephen was filled with God's Spirit, and the people that are killing him, what does he do? He cries out before God for their mercy, to have mercy on them. So one group is angry and wants to kill people. The other group wants to save Jesus. The one, Stephen, who's filled with the Holy Spirit, wants to save them. Even though he's hard on them, even though he speaks harshly there to them to get their attention, he wants them to know God's mercy. He wants them to know God's love. So that's a great way of discerning things. When we do God's Spirit, when we surrender to him, then we always want the good for ourselves and for others, that we would do anything to help them be saved. We don't want them dead. We want them alive, because that's what Jesus wants of them, he who is the bread of life. So today, let's surrender ourselves to the Holy Spirit, that we may let the Spirit of God live inside of us, bring us the fullness of life, and desire that life for all people, even those who don't agree with us. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.